I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
My name is Wendy Merkel, and I have been to one of the meetings regarding...
Volkswagen Beetle with eyebrow, but I don't know who you are.
Yeah. I drive a car that doesn't exactly blend. I own...
It looks like Janis Joplin's car for anybody here, but most of the people here don't even know what Janis Joplin is.
Right. It's a Barbie car. I own an apartment house at 9180 Clarence Center Road that houses three families. My daughter lives at 6122 Railroad Street, which is right in Clarence Center. And I've been to the one meeting that was here regarding, it was initially set up about car thefts and what to do, and the sheriffs came, which was very nice to tell us how we should handle things. But that meeting really was quickly taken over by talk about the middle school kids who are in the community, particularly in Clarence Center, who are absolutely terrorizing the neighbors. And from my understanding is that this law is really to help law enforcement be able to do something about the kids, because we can't get the parents to engage. A lot of these kids are in single family households, and I believe single parent households, and I believe that this is an expensive community to live in. A lot of our kids can't launch, they can't buy a house, and I know that my two kids, if I hadn't helped them, they probably wouldn't be living in the town in which they grew up. So it's expensive to live here, and these parents are struggling to make ends meet, and they're latchkey kids who know that they cannot be punished. They can't be arrested, and they know it, and they are taunting the community. The woman who you read about them with the bikes, that surprises me not at all. I'm gonna talk about one of my...
That's not really a record because people wouldn't believe it, but this goes...
I'm gonna tell you about experience that I had. Last year, I was driving to Railroad Street, and there were about five kids, which are the core group. They can be as many as 20, and they were in the middle of the street. And so I gave them a beep beep in my little pink car with eyelashes. It's not exactly a foghorn that's intimidating, but the kids didn't like that I beeped at them to move over. And so they started going slower, moved into the middle of the road, and one of them popped a wheelie and landed the front tire of their bike on my car, which made me really mad. At which point, I got out of the car, which probably was not the best idea, but nobody was ever doing anything about these kids. So I caught the slowest kid with the smallest bike, and was said to him, what are you guys doing? You know, at which point, one of the other boys pulled a knife on me. And at that point, one of the other...
I'm making this up, by the way, because it's well documented on social media. You're not the only person he's pulled a knife on.
Yeah, and so at that...
I do think in defense of law enforcement, they corrected some of that problem, but keep going. I think they...
They did? Oh, no. Let me tell you what happened. I'm not a woman who's scared of anything. And so I tried to get the knife away from that kid, okay, at one point. Because I thought, if you're gonna slice me with that thing, let's go. Let's really do some damage. I tried to grab the knife away. And so what happened was, there was another kid who was filming. You couldn't really see the knife, right? And it looked like I lunged for the kid. So the police were called, my daughter called the police. The police showed up, and get this, they wanted to prosecute me for grabbing the kid and for lunging at him. And I regret what I did. All the neighbors came out in force to support me, and they all talked me down and said, you know, don't, just apologize, let's have a kumbaya moment. And I regret that. I wish I had taken that to trial, so that all the kids and their parents had to show up and I could have found out all of their names. Instead, I did not do that. I did talk to the mom, who was conciliatory at the time, but nothing happened.
We don't want anybody, by the way, I should have told you that we are limited to 3 minutes per speaker. But
I'm sorry.
You made the time to come here, and I appreciate that. We
so
don't want,
I
any vigil, any anything.
No, but that's where we're headed.
People hurt themselves. So.
That's where we're headed if something isn't done with the kids. So I am absolutely in favor of the law to take the bikes away.
Thank you very much. This is a public hearing. Would anybody else like to speak? It's 3 minutes per speaker, but I'm not running a timer. You came here, well, you want to hear what you have to say.
Good morning. My name is Frank DiDario, and I live out in Akron, an avid bike rider. And, you know, you made a couple of statements in the paper about e-bikes that, I know, I've been riding for 9 years, and I've never heard another bike. Unless you put a baseball card in the wheel,
right.
Okay? So regular bikes are silent too.
Right.
And if you're a good rider, you come up on people, you ring your bell, your horn, and you say, I'm passing on the left. Just like you would in a car, except you put your blinker on,
yep.
Okay? So if you follow the rules of the road, you got no problems. The other thing is, any male or female over the age of 15 on a two-wheel bike, now I ride a recumbent bike, so a three-wheel bike, which doesn't goes about top speed of maybe 28 miles an hour, tops, okay? And that's with the pedal assist. Now, any person who's a young, strong, or one of these guys on one of these racing bikes that you see, they're doing over 30 miles an hour, believe me. And you see them on the bike path all the time. So when you say that it's the speed too, those bikes are also, so are you gonna do anything about those bikes? I mean, they're not reckless, but the speed, they come up on people too, and those guys never say anything. They don't have bells on their bikes, and they never say anything about passing anybody. They're just boom. But the other thing is, and I agree with the people, you don't have really a bike problem. You got a kid problem in Clarence, and unfortunately, I bet you I could go over to that middle school. As a former teacher, I bet you I could go over to that middle school and pick out, just look through their records and pick out those who those kids
I
are.
I don't think it's my place to tell parents how to raise. I don't disagree with you, but it's really not my place to tell parents how to raise their kids. I have to be responsible for people that operate on town property.
Understandable. I'm still wondering how you're going to enforce this rule, unless you're going to put two officers on the path with bikes, because they'll just take off on you. So that's where I see your problem is.
But problem too, really, that's up to law enforcement to answer. But
okay.
So thank you for your comment.
Yep, thank you.
Just for clarification, Noel Dill, 30 miles an hour, that seems a little fast for a high-speed bicycle, but they go all 20, right?
Yes.
But I think it's 20. I guess I should say for the record that I've been on a motorcycle for 55 years, so I understand why it's why would you want at that age have an electric dirt bike? It's just that you have to be responsible for it. And like I've stated in the past, and I stated earlier this morning, you would normally go up to a motorcycle shop with your parents, buy a small motorcycle or a mini bike, get instructions from the owner of the motorcycle shop about buying helmets and being responsible. And these kids and adults can literally, with a push of a button from their phone, they don't even have to be at a computer, can buy especially an electric dirt bike, and it'll be at the door in 2 days, and take it out of the box, and they're running up and down the roads with it. Just to mention to Newstead is where we had one of the accidents, and we had approximately a 50-year-old man run the stop signs on the bike trail running the side of the car with a helmet, and was almost helicoptered to the hospital. I don't know how he's doing today, but it was not a good accident. So these are even happening on bicycles, and even people on bicycles have to be responsible. But I'll keep saying this law is a tool for law enforcement to use if somebody's not being responsible, no matter what the age is. And it's not to ban pedal bicycles and adults using our bike trails. This is a public hearing. Would anybody else like to speak at all? Because we have a lot of people. This is a public hearing. Is that you, Ed, out there, too? Jeez, Ed's out there, too. This is a public hearing. Would anybody else like to speak? This is a public hearing. Would anybody else like to speak? Peter.
Move to close for public hearing.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Feeling of the board.
hearing sold on August 13, 2025 to consider the adoption of local law number one to amend chapter 143 of the town code as follows. Section 143-1Q is amended to read A, bicycles, to ride a bicycle other than on established roadways and parking area. B, motor assisted bicycles and scooters, including any electrical bicycle as defined under New York State Vehicle and Traffic Law, section 102-C, to be ridden or operated in violation of New York State or local laws. Section 143-2 is amended as follows. A, violation of any of the foregoing rules and regulations shall constitute an offense, and a person guilty of such offense shall be punishable by a fine not exceeding $250, or by imprisonment not exceeding 15 days, or by both such fine and imprisonment. B, enforcement officers authorized under this chapter who observe a motor-driven vehicle or motor-assisted bicycle or scooter as defined herein being operated in violation of New York State or the local laws that creates a risk of harm to persons or property may remove or may arrange the removal of motor-driven vehicle or motor-assisted bicycle or scooter to a garage, pound, or other place of safety where it shall remain impounded subject to the provisions of this section. The agent impounding a motor-driven vehicle or motor-assisted bicycle or scooter shall promptly notify the owner and the local authority that the motor-driven vehicle or motor-assisted bicycle or scooter has been impounded. A motor-driven vehicle or motor-assisted bicycle or scooter so impounded shall be in the custody of the local authority and shall not be released unless, one, the person who redeems it has furnished satisfactory evidence of ownership, and two, payment has been made for the reasonable costs of removal and storage of the motor-driven vehicle or motor-assisted bicycle or scooter. Payment prior to release of the motor-driven vehicle or motor-assisted bicycle or scooter shall be not be required where the impounded motor vehicle was stolen or rented or leased pursuant to a written agreement for 30 days or less, except for costs of removal and storage of the vehicle to any entity rendering such service.
Second.
Motion made, second. On the question, I have to emphasize that we do have to clean up certain aspects of this and better define vehicles. What is a motorized vehicle, and those may be coming in future, and they may be coming not as a law but as a rule on our bike trails. Anything else on the question? Roll call vote, please.
Councilman
Altieri?
Aye.
Councilman
Benjamin?
Aye.
Councilman Scheer?
Aye.
Councilman DeCostanzo?
Aye.
Supervisor Casale?
Aye. Thank you. The motion passes. It's okay if people want to leave and don't want to stay for the rest of the meeting. We won't feel offended at all. But thank you for coming. Thank you for everybody that came.